July 10th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to define for you disordered authority, as you seemed to be pondering this term. The abuse of authority and disordered authority are one and the same. This term describes a leader who assumes power which is not his to take. He does not abide by the law, be it secular or religious. His motivation is political, towards self-gain. He garners support for himself through those who, like himself, are ambitious. Such a leader compromises the truth towards his own needs and is never above destroying the reputation of those who oppose him, but jealously guards his own reputation and territory. There are many such leaders in the world today. Satan has placed these, his instruments, in many high places. This is why I tell you, be cautious of following after just title alone. Evil is often represented as good through title. You must look at where you're being led. Do the fruits produce good or evil? My Father's will for you is to discern good from evil and to live this way in the truth. You cannot please man first. Always God first. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people.